This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Samuel Girard of Mission to Amish People, which is holding a conference for potential missionaries to the Amish next month in Friendship, New York.
The Amish as a group, or at least from an outsider point of view, they certainly don't shine the spotlight on themselves a lot. There is a lot of mystery for people who aren't within that community. What's the main focus of this conference? Try to open that curtain a little bit for people?
It's called Amish Awareness Conference, and so what we have is 2 days worth of sessions. We have 8 sessions total, and we teach on the Amish culture and the beliefs and the history of the Amish first. The first session is the history of the Amish, where they come from, the culture, and we teach a lot about what they believe and why they believe what they believe. People want to know about them, and they want to reach out to the Amish and witness to the Amish, but they don't know how, and so we are equipped to come and equip them, to share it with them, and to teach them how they can reach out to the Amish people because they believe in a works-based salvation.
Probably a little bit surprising to people who are outside, maybe just casually know the Amish are there, but consider them very religious and might be surprised that they need to be reached out to.
That's exactly right. And I'm considered a missionary to the Amish people, but I don't go in their community and do like the missionaries do when they go across seas or wherever in foreign land. Missionaries do so because the Amish, they believe they are Christians. They believe that they live a godly life and all that stuff, but they add all works for their salvation. And so therefore, we have to go and equip people. Because we, as ex-Amish people, we get shunned and excommunicated because of leaving that sect of people. And so they think we've went off the deep end. They think that we are falling away from their faith. And so, therefore, they have a lot of scriptures to defend their belief that they take out of context to prove that we are wrong. And so we can't go back and witness to them. They don't receive anything that we have or anything to say. So it's hard for us to do that. And so we now go to churches and present the ministry and equip them with questions and information so that they know how to crack that code to be able to get into the hearts of these Amish people.
Being ex-Amish, what's the biggest hurdle that you might try to address in this conference for outside Christians, little or no Amish knowledge, to get them educated to where they could actually be missionaries to them?
They're so shocked to hear that they're not necessarily Christians. They assumed or believe that the Amish are Christians because they look at what they do because they work hard, they have a good work ethic, and so they just assume they are Christians. And so to convince people of that is one of the hardest hurdles for me to get them to see that. When they talk to the Amish people, they ask them, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so they take that, they think, okay, well, these guys are Christians because they believe in Jesus Christ. And they don't go in further. The Amish, what they do is they realize that somebody's bringing religion to them. And so they give enough answer to that individual to basically shut them up. They put up a wall and they don't take anything else more in. And so therefore, a lot of the non-Amish people, they think that, oh, wow, well, we're witnessing in these Amish communities over here, and they say that they believe in Jesus Christ. And I said, I'm sure, of course they're going to say they believe in Jesus Christ. But have you asked them what it means to be a child of God? Have you asked them when that took place that they became a child of God? Well, they didn't even think about those questions. Those are some of the hurdles that they deal with, is to be able to get into the hearts of these people.
I imagine then that missionaries to the Amish really have to know their scripture backwards and forwards. They got to be very confident in what they're saying.
Yeah, but then here's the thing. There's a lot of pastors that I know that know their scriptures very good, but I feel like sometimes that they don't know what scriptures to use to bring out to them to be able to touch. For example, it was actually an ex-Amish guy that witnessed to me and shared the gospel with me. He knew what I struggled with, and what I struggled with was the ordinance letter. We had the ordinance letter in our church, and that was the testament. Well, he always went and took me to scriptures, how Jesus nailed the ordinance letter to the cross, law to the cross, particularly the verse Colossians 2:14 is the one that I got saved on, when it said blotting out the handwriting of his ordinances that was against us and contrary to us, and nailing it to the cross. And then there's a lot of people out there that never been Amish, but they'll use scripture explaining the propitiation of our sins. Well, Amish don't understand what that is. And then they'll explain redemption and justification and sanctification. Well, I didn't know what those words mean. And so we come in and we teach these people that want to reach out to them, to just make it basic and simple so that they understand. And one thing that the Amish don't like to hear is the word saved. They don't believe that you can be saved, even though in the Bible it talks about being saved. But they're familiar with the word born again in the Bible. In the German Bible, saved and belief is the same word in German. So we try to teach people to just use basic words like born again, because they're familiar with born again. Water baptism, just sprinkling over the head, they put that with being born again. There's just so many levels that you can come at the Amish to be able to witness to them and share the gospel with them on so many levels, because a lot of people, they don't know. They come in and they say, do you know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish? And that's great scriptures, don't get me wrong. That's great scriptures, but they're like, duh, yeah, why? What about it?
Please join us again next week for part two of our interview with Samuel Girard of Mission to Amish People, which is holding a conference for potential missionaries to the Amish April 19th and 20th at Bible Baptist Church in Friendship, New York.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.